Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, and you are here because you like being here, and I like having you here. Welcome. This is a bonus, okay? This is a bonus because there's something that needs to be said. There's something that I'm going to say, and there's something that the people without kids need to hear, okay? I think child-free Gen Z and millennials are cool with me. Okay. And Gen Z is the people who are between 14 and 29 years of age. Millennials are the people who are between 30 and 44. Because the reality is, if anybody is logically looking and listening and reading where we're headed economically, where we are as far as ownership and where we are as far as what these salaries do compared to what the economy needs, adding more kids to this when you're already struggling is not going to help anybody, okay? As a mom, I don't blame them. Look at the prices on things. Look at how many people who are not able to get jobs with degrees. Look at how many people are living out of their cars. Look at how many people are already struggling with the kids that they already have. Look at how many hours people have to work. Who is going to raise those kids if all these people have to be at work in order to pay for bills? The way men and women don't work together, don't think effectively, don't want a family structure that supports a child, why would you want to have kids in that? Who wants to have kids just to struggle? Not Gen Z and not these millennials. And I don't blame them. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a reality thing. And I think this whole idea of let the working people pay for what the other people need and let the rich people keep their money flooding into their generational wealth is dwindling. And they're seeing that Gen Z and millennials are not going to keep pushing out babies to fund your plan to help the people who already needed help, who keep having babies, who keep working their bodies to death. They have to come up with a different idea and they're pushing against it. And that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the fact that these millennials and these Gen Z human beings deserve to be child-free. I think being child-free is the smartest thing to do. I think raising a child right now in 2026 and going forward is going to be a fucking struggle if you're not rich and wealthy. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast, where I keep it real with you because have you seen the prices in the grocery store? Okay, I think it costs at least $11 to get 2 gallons of gas. Like, the times are not the same. We cannot be out here having 15 plus kids. We can't be out here having 3 plus kids. A lot of people can't be out here having 1 kid. It doesn't make sense. Everyone doesn't need kids. Everyone that gives birth is not a mother, okay? That's why y'all in therapy. And every father doesn't care to be involved with the child that is biologically theirs. And that has been evident for decades. When it comes to young people today, I'm not surprised by their decision to not have children. I'm not surprised by their decision to stay on birth control. I'm not surprised by their decision to not have sex. Their day-to-day has no room or the capacity for them mentally, emotionally, and physically to provide for kids. And a lot of us, if we're honest, who have kids right now, do not have the mental capacity, do not have the emotional capacity to really show up for these kids like we should. Most people who have kids right now are irritated and slightly jealous that the younger people are making better decisions about what they want their lives to be than they did. So the people who have kids are looking at the people who chose not to have kids, who get to I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. Spend money on BS, who get to travel more, who get to pick and choose when they want to quit a job and get up and leave. That is the option space that they deserve to have because they did not make a decision to have children. Whether you are on birth control, whether you choose not to have children and you get abortions, that is your personal choice. That is your body. Okay. Religious wise, I'm not pushing my views on anybody. Okay. What I would do versus what the next person would do, I'm not pushing my views on anybody. If you take the Plan B pill after you have unprotected sex, I would rather you do that than go through 9 months of knowing you're going to have to be someone's mother and not love them and not care for them and not provide for them, and that father not even be in their life, and that baby be put up for adoption and sit in a group home and not have the love that that child deserves because of two people's choices not to do the right thing. I think this new generation is really thinking it through. Is thinking better than the past generations have. And I don't care if Gen Z is not having kids. I don't care if my peers are not having kids. The people who are in my age range, if you don't want to have kids, I don't look down on you. I don't think that you're a horrible person because you don't want to make a life. I think that is a very conscious decision if you know you're not going to be a great parent. If you know you do not want a parent, if you know you do not want the responsibility of another human being, there's barely any room for anybody to do anything for themselves, let alone other little people who did not ask to be here. Millennials are tired. Millennials are disappointed and they don't want to give anyone any more time. They don't want to go to the jobs that they have. They don't want to pay the bills that they have. They don't want to deal with the family that they have. They don't want to be on anybody else's schedule. A lot of millennials wish they can really have a true vacation where they're not worrying about what's not getting paid while they're on vacation. But the reality is we can't, because the future we were told we would have if we made certain decisions in our 20s is not real. Just because you went to college in your 20s and you graduated and you have this degree does not equate to the salary you were told you should possibly be able to have. And so a lot of people find themselves going back to school for things they don't really care about to avoid paying loans on degrees that they can't really make the money back with. So it's this snowball effect of BS. While the pressures of life tell you, well, don't you think it's about time you have kids? For what? I'm struggling with my choices that I made in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. Why would I add kids on top of that? I don't blame them. Okay? We have sky-high bills. We need a vacation. those of us that have kids ain't trying to have no surprises financially. We cannot afford it. How are we expected to pay for it all and add more kids to it? We don't want to spend more. We want to save more. And a lot of millennials are not even in a position to save. A lot of the Gen Zs don't care about saving. They care about the life that they're living. And with that, this idea of a whole generation of people and a new generation of people valuing life insurance is just not there. So you have all of these different life insurance companies popping up, $10 a month, $13 a month, $15 a month. It's just $20 a month. A lot of these younger people don't care. And that's going to push a lot of pressure on a system that's just used to making money off of people who have a fear of what's going to happen if I die, what's going to happen if I lose my job. We're dealing with a new generation of Gen Z people with a different mindset. Because have y'all seen the cost on what kids need? I'm talking $375K to $390K per year. And that depends on what state or country you live in. Daycare costing $1,200 a month. That's almost most people's rent. So you basically end up paying your rent or your mortgage plus another outside mortgage that's called daycare outside of your house because you chose to have a baby. And if you have a baby that's infant to toddler stage up until they go to kindergarten. So that's at least 5 to 6 years of you paying that. And don't have double kids around the same age. Don't have back-to-back kids. You're paying double that. Food, $300 a month just for that kid. Doctors could be $150 per visit or have a copay each time of $50. And after you have a baby, every month you got to go to the doctors with that baby. Okay, education depends on if you take them to a Montessori school, depends on if you take them to a private school, depends on how much that daycare costs. Clothes can run you $200 a month. They grow every 2 weeks. Diapers, wipes, have you seen the prices on them? The formula, most babies go through that tin can in 2 to 3 days. Insurance is $200 plus per month. And when you're adding a child onto your work insurance, it's probably going to be double what you're already paying. Meds, you better hope that you have a healthy baby that doesn't need a lot of medication. So you're already in the hole. Wops of money you didn't have in the first place because you chose to have this baby. I do not blame Gen Z or millennials for not wanting to have kids. I don't mind a generation being child-free. And the way jobs and corporations are prioritizing robots over people, robots over people who need jobs that can do the job to do the job, and they're just laying them off, and most people out here can't find jobs. Why would those people have sex, procreate, make more humans that they cannot afford? It doesn't make sense. So, if you are child-free and you have no intentions on having kids, cool. You're cool in my book. If you are a millennial and you don't have kids yet, and you're with someone, you're in a great relationship, or you're in a great marriage, and y'all think that's just not for you, don't have them. I don't see the problem in people who know they do not want to be parents not being parents. I do not see the problem in people choosing to live a child-free life. I don't believe that everybody is supposed to have kids, and that is okay in my book. And I just wanted y'all to know that. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. And if you are a parent and you have a friend and they're feeling pressure to have kids because that's what they're supposed to be doing at this age, according to a society, send them this episode. If you don't want kids, it is okay. If you don't want to raise kids in this world where they allow politicians to be horrible people when it comes to children, where they give people who molest and rape and kill kids, 6 months probation under this justice system in America. If you don't want to bring kids into that, you are cool with me, because every day raising kids and sending them to school and allowing them to go on a school bus and allowing a babysitter to keep them and allowing them to be somewhere where you are not is a risk. It's all a risk, because people are people and people will do things that you think they would never do. So if you don't want to deal with that, it's cool with me. Do your thing. Live your life, make your own decisions, and being child-free is not a bad thing. Peace. I love you.